Today's daf is Sukkah daf Mem Vav. We are holding on the bottom of daf Mem Hey Amid Beis, not all the way on the bottom of Mem Hey Amid Beis, but at the two dots, about seven lines before the lines get wide. So we're going to discuss the source for Chibut Arava, two suggestions for what the source is for Chibut Arava. Then the Gemara is going to bring three different opinions on how often we say a bracha on Lulav and Sukkah respectively. Do we say a bracha each and every day, or do we just say a bracha once at the beginning of Yantif, and that's it, that covers us for the whole 7 days? And the Gemara is going to ask a stira in that Psak Halacha, in terms of when we say the bracha. So then the Gemara is going to talk about how many times a day we would say a bracha on the mitzvah of tefillin. If we continue to take off our tefillin, to move our tefillin, to touch our tefillin, do we say a bracha just once, or we say a bracha multiple times during the day? And the Gemara is going to talk about making brachos on mitzvahs to Rabbanan in general, brachos on lulav kol shiva, other mitzvahs to Rabbanan, including Ner Chanukah and the various brachos that are said on Ner Chanukah. And then we're going to talk about making a bracha on many mitzvahs at one time. So pretty much the entire Aleph is about Birchos HaMitzvah, particularly as it relates to Birchos HaMitzvah on Dinim Derabbanan and the number of times we say Birchos HaMitzvahs. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is mostly going to talk about the concept of Huktza LeMitzvasa, that once something is designated for mitzvah, you're not supposed to use it for your own personal benefit, but it's going to just mention that we're more capable of learning after we learn. It's going to tell us some Divrei Agada, that once we learn it, it prepares us for more learning. It's counterintuitive. You would think once a person and learns, his brain is filled already, but that's not the way our brain works, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us in such a way that when we learn, we're ready for more learning. And then we're going to talk about the Huktzah L'Mitzvah stuff, how long an Esrog and Sukkah remain Muktzah on the 7th day, what about on the 8th day, both according to Reish Lakish and according to Rabbi Yochanan. And the daf is going to conclude with three different statements of Rabbi Zeira, some of which relate to children, to giving a lulav to children, to lying to children about giving them dalet minim, and how one should interact with children in terms of lulav. So let us begin again, seven lines or so from where the wide lines begin on daf mem hey amud beis. We're at the two dots. So k'maaseu b'chol, the Mishnah had said that k'maaseu b'chol kach maaseu b'shabbos. We do the same thing on Shabbos that we do on a weekday, with the exception that we're malaket the aravos miba'od yom, when the shvi shal arava falls on Shabbos. But then the Mishnah had said that Rabbi Yochanan holds that they will bring chariel shal dekha, they will bring palm branches, v'chov tinosan bekarka b'tzidei mizbech, and they would beat the palm branches on the ground next to the mizbech. So where does that come from? Amravuna, my time with Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. What's the svara? What's the reason for Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka's halacha of beating the palm branches on the ground? So the chsiv, first answer is, Pasuk says, kapos shnayim, says kapos in the plural, so it teaches us that there are two different mitzvos that relate to palm branches. Achas lulav, v'achas mizbech. One for using a palm branch for the mitzvah of lulav, and the other is for the mizbech, for this din of chibut. V'rabbanan amri, and the rabbanan would say, kapas ksiv. No, it doesn't. Although we may pronounce it kapos, it's spelled without the vav, and we emphasize the way that it's spelled, and it's kapas in the singular, not in the plural. That's why they disagree with Rabbi Yochanan Broka. Rabbi Levi Omar Kitama. Rabbi Levi says that it's like that the significance of beating the palm branches on the ground next to the mizbeach, and the reason for Rabbi Yochanan Broka, is not based on a pasuk. It's a svara that there's a lot of symbolism in dafka using palm branches, that Klal Yisrael in a way is like a palm tree. Ma tamar zeh in lo el lev echad, just like a palm only has one heart, af Yisrael in lem el lev echad aviyam shebashamayim. So too, Klal Yisrael only has one lev, one heart for aviyam shebashamayim, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're entirely dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the symbolism and that's the meaning of using a palm branch. So it's not based on the pasuk. Those are the two deos, either based on kapos or based on the idea that we have Lev Echad Aviyam Shebashamayim. Now the Gemara is going to quote three different opinions as to how frequently we make a bracha on Sukkah and Lulav respectively. So Amar Avidam Shmuel, Lulav Shiva, V'Sukkah Yom Echad. Lulav we make a bracha on each of the 7 days of Sukkot, but Sukkah we only make a bracha on Yom Echad, for one day of Sukkot. My Taima, why the difference between the two of them? Both mitzvahs apply for all 7 days. Well, Lulav Demifsiki Leilos Miyamim, Kol Yomim Mitzvah Bapi Nafshehu. By lulav, every day is a mitzvah, but every night is not a mitzvah. So each morning, when the sun rises, it becomes a new mitzvah again. And therefore we say a new bracha each and every day. Sukkah de lo mifsiki, leilos miyamim, kulu shiva kichad yom ha'aricha damu. But Sukkah, where the nighttime is also a mitzvah of sukkah, so there's no break in the mitzvah. From the moment the mitzvah begins until the end of the seventh day of sukkah, there's never been a break in the mitzvah of sukkah. So mele, it's one long mitzvah. One long mitzvah means one long bracha. In the Yerushalmi, in the third parak of Maseches Brachos, the Yerushalmi asks, why is it that by a sukkah we make a bracha one time? Because it's one long mitzvah, assuming like this shita of Rabbi Dorma Shmuel, that it's one bracha for the mitzvah of sukkah, because it's one long mitzvah. Yet by Talmud Torah we make a bracha each and every day, even though Talmud Torah is also one long mitzvah, meaning one becomes chayv in Talmud Torah and becomes a bar mitzvah, and he stays chayv in Talmud Torah for the rest of his life. There's never a zman that you're pater from Talmud Torah, where the chiyuv of Talmud Torah doesn't apply. True, there are times that we have to be doing other things, because lil maral menas laso, so if we don't actually act on our learning, then the learning lacks meaning and significance. But the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is there constantly. So the Yerushalmi asks, why is it a separate bracha each and every day? So Yerushalmi says, because we have time that a person goes to sleep, he's mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah, but when a person goes to sleep, he's not being mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So that's why the Talmud Torah is considered to be broken up by each day when a person goes to sleep. It's not like lulav, where the chiv just doesn't exist at night, where it's a zman that's mufka from the chiv. No, Talmud Torah belelos, there certainly is a chiv, but when one goes to sleep by sukkah, he's actually being mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah, because part of the mitzvah of sukkah is to sleep in the sukkah. By Talmud Torah, a person goes to sleep, it's impossible for him to be mekayim the mitzvah. So the chiv is there, but the possibility for a kiyum is not there while a person is sleeping. It's a fascinating Yerushalmi. So that's one opinion in the Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, we make a bracha on lulav each and every day of Sukkot, we make a bracha on sukkah only on the first day of Sukkot. Second opinion, V'Rabba Bar Brachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabba Bar Brachana says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, sukkah shiva v'lulav yom echad, that it's the opposite. We make a bracha on sukkah each and every day of Sukkot, we make a bracha on lulav only Yom Echad, only on one day, only on the first day. My Taima, why is that? Why is there a difference? Sukkah Da'oraisa Shiva. Sukkah is Da'oraisa for all 7 days, and therefore we make a bracha for all 7 days. Lulav D'Rabbanan Sagile B'chad Yoma. Lulav, which is D'Rabbanan after the first day, so it's enough to make a bracha on the day that's Da'oraisa, and Mele, that covers us for the rest of Yom Tov. We don't need to make a new bracha for each and every day. That's only a chiyuv mid'Rabbanan. L'chara would turn out that if you were in the Mikdash, so then you would make a bracha each and every day in Lulav also, even according to Rabba Bar Brachan Am Rabbi Yochanan. Kiyasa Ravin Am Rabbi Yochanan, Ravin said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Echod Zeh V'Echod Zeh Shiva, that we make a bracha for all 7 days, both on lulav and on sukkah. And he doesn't explain why. It's apparently self-explanatory, because each and every day you're doing a new ma'isa mitzvah, so you make a bracha on the ma'isa mitzvah that one does each and every day. Amar Rav Yosef Nekot de Rabba Bar Bar Chana B'yadcha, you should assume that Rabba Bar Bar Chana is correct. Rabba Bar Bar Chana was the second opinion, that sukkah shiva and lulav yom echad. So he says you should paskin like Rabba Bar Bar Chana, but Rashi adds, so what about Rabba Bar Chana? That he holds at sukkah shiva, meaning to la'afuke the first day, la'afuke the opinion of Shmuel, who says sukkah yom echad. So we should hold that sukkah you make a bracha on for all 7 days, the kula amurai kaimi kavase besukkah, because all of the amuraim in the name of Rabbi Yochanan hold like that when it comes to sukkah. And when you have a machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, this is what it seems to be, a machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. So that's why we make a bracha on sukkah for all 7 days. Now, if you look at Tosos, Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh Shiva, the third opinion of Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that we make a bracha for all 7 days, both on sukkah and on lulav, so Tosos says, Ein sukkah v'lulav shavan l'bracha. Even though it sounds like from this third opinion that we treat lulav and sukkah exactly the same, that you say a bracha at the beginning of each day for both lulav and for sukkah, Tosos says, no, it's not exactly the same. They don't have the same halachos when it comes to the bracha. That a lulav ein mevarich al pam achas. When you take lulav, you only make a bracha on lulav once each day. At the beginning of the day, when you first take lulav, you make a bracha. Aval sukkah, But when it comes to Sukkah, when we say we make a bracha for all 7 days, it does not mean once a day for 7 days. It means each time we go into the Sukkah to use the Sukkah again, every time you go in to have another meal in the Sukkah, so you make a bracha on the Sukkah. It's interesting, it says, anytime you go in to eat, drink, or sleep. So probably, we do not make a bracha on sleeping in the Sukkah. We make a bracha on eating and drinking. The Rishonim deal with why we don't make a bracha on sleeping in the Sukkah, because Adrabi, you would think, if anything, we should make a bracha on sleeping. Sleeping is more important than eating in the Sukkah. And Achilas Arai is Mutter Chutz L'Sukkah. Sheinas Arai is not Mutter Chutz L'Sukkah. So Rishonim are bothered by that Kasha. Tosus is bothered by that Kasha elsewhere. So the Rishonim give the answer, Tosos Rid, and the Tosos give the answer that they give a couple of answers. One answer is that that we're already covering ourselves with the bracha that we make on the eating, so we don't have to make a separate bracha on sleeping. So the assumption is you're going in to eat dinner and you're going to stay there and you'll sleep there as well. So maybe that's what Tosos means over here, that you're going to make a bracha on the eating, drinking, and sleeping, not or sleeping. You don't make a bracha on eating, drinking, or sleeping. You make a bracha when you go into eat, drink, sleep, because it's all one, that one bracha. Tosus also says that maybe we don't make a bracha on sleeping in the Sukkah. Tosus writes in Masechas Brachos that maybe one reason we don't make a bracha on sleeping in the Sukkah is because we don't know that we're going to be able to fall asleep. So since you have a suffix whether it's actually going to work, eating we're pretty much in control of. So you could say a bracha on the mitzvah Sukkah, and if you're going to eat in the Sukkah, because if you have the food, you can control whether you're going to eat it. But a lot of times people have difficulty falling asleep, and therefore maybe there shouldn't be a bracha on sleeping in the Sukkah. That's in Maritz Chayis and Brachas. Tafid Alf raises the question, well, wait a second, if you can't make a bracha any time you're afraid you might not be able to fall asleep, then why are we allowed to say a bracha of Hamapil? You might not be able to fall asleep, so how can you say Hamapil? So Maritz Chayis says, nah, Hamapil is not a bracha on sleeping. Hamapil is a bracha, a birchas shevach v'odah, Takarish Baruch Hu, that he created something called sleep. That's the whole bracha of Hamapil. So it doesn't have to be said right before you sleep. It just makes the most sense to say it around sleeping time. But it would be a big nafkamina. If that's the way you understand the bracha of Hamapil, you would be allowed to talk after Hamapil. Not like the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah assumes that the bracha goes on sleeping, and therefore you're not allowed to talk after you say the bracha of Hamapil. The Pashta answer why Hamapil is different is that you say Hamapil every night, even when you're sleeping in your own comfortable bed in a climate-controlled environment, whereas, I guess they didn't have climate control so much back then, but when you but in the Sukkah, it's not your normal place, so there's a greater concern that you might not fall asleep when you're going to sleep in the Sukkah. But anyway, so Tosus goes on to say, behind the time of the Sukkah, di mesramile sudas lo efshel lemechal chutz l'sukkah afal pishakvar achol bo b'yom b'sukkah. He says what separates Sukkah from lulav is that even if you've already eaten a meal in the Sukkah, if you want to eat another meal, you will have to go in the Sukkah. So Mela, since there's going to be a chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah, you're going to say new bracha for that next meal. And the same is true with tefillin. The mitzvah is all day long. So if you have access to tefillin again later in the day, you have a chiyuv to put them on it, and therefore there's a chiyuv to say a bracha. But lulav is different. Lulav, the mitzvah, is only to do it once. You see a lulav again later in the day, it may be some sort of kiyum a mitzvah to hold the lulav, like we discussed with the Anshei Yerushalayim, but there's absolutely no chiyuv to take the lulav again. Once you already took the lulav once that day, you've already done your chiyuv. So mela, there's not going to be a second bracha on lulav in a given day. So even though we say lulav and sukkah are both kol shiva, Tosus points out, lulav is kol shiva once a day for 7 days. Sukkah is kol shiva however many times you do the mitzvah throughout the course of the 7 days. So now the Gemara may say, the Gemara asks a stira. Bryce says as follows, ha'osa lulav li'atzmo, omer baruch shechion v'kimon v'gion l'zman hazeh. When a person makes a lulav for himself, he says a bracha of shechionu on the making of the lulav, not the lotzeh bo. When he goes and takes the lulav to be yotzeh the mitzvah, omer baruch shechion v'tzoseh tzivanu al netilas lulav. And even though a person may have said a bracha on the first day, he continues to say a bracha on all 7 days. When a person makes a sukkah, builds a sukkah, he says a shachianu, nichnas le shavah, if he goes to sit in the sukkah, Omer Asher Krishon Mitzvos Vitzvanu Leisha Basuka. He makes the bracha of Leisha Basuka. V'kivin Shebirich Yom Rishon Shuv Eino Mevarech. But by Sukkah, once you said the bracha once, you don't say a bracha any other days, on any of the subsequent days. So kasha lulav alulav, kasha sukkah asukkah. We just said nekota rabba barbarchana, that we should pass like rabba barbarchana. Rabba barbarchana said we say a bracha on sukkah each day of the 7 days, and lulav only day one. And over here we have in the brisa just the opposite, that we make a bracha on lulav each day of the 7 days, and on sukkah only day one. So it's a double stira. The Gemara says, no, bishlam lulav alulav lo kasha. It's not a double stira. It's not a stira when it comes to lulav. Kan bizman she beis hamikdash kayam, kan bizman she ein beis hamikdash kayam. It could be that we're being mechalik between when there was a beis hamikdash and when there is no longer a beis hamikdash. When the beis hamikdash was around, we were mevarich on the lulav each and every day, because the mitzvah is bemikdash kol shiva mida oraisa. Like Rabbi Yochanan said, the reason we only make a bracha on the lulav for 1 day is since it's only Drabanan, so we're only going to make a bracha on the 1 day that's Daraisa, and that will exempt all the subsequent days that are Drabanan. But when we could take lulav in the Mikdash, so the mitzvah was for all 7 days on a Daraisa level, and therefore we make a bracha for, that's what it's talking about, that's what the Brisa is talking about when it says we make a bracha on lulav for all 7 days. Bizman Azeh, we make a bracha for only 1 day. El Sukkah Asukkah Kasha. But what do we do about the Stira in Sukkah? Do we make a bracha on Sukkah only the first day, or do we make a bracha each and every day of Sukkot? So the Gemara says, Tanaihi, in fact, the Machlokas Tanaim, Detanya, Tefillin, Kolzman, Shema, Nichan, Mevarech, Alein, Divrei, Rebbe. The Machlokas Tanaim is regarding Tefillin, but we compare Sukkah to Tefillin. That Rebbe holds Tefillin, each time we put on Tefillin, we make a separate Birchas HaMitzvah on the Tefillin. The Chabamam Remeinu Mevarech, Al Shachris Bilvad. The Chabam say you could put on Tefillin multiple times in a day, but you only make the bracha once in the morning. Itmar, Abaye Amar Hilchsa Karebi, Verava Amar Hilchsa Karabanan. Abaye passes like Rebbe that we make a bracha each time we put on tefillin, and Rava says, no, we pass like the Rabbanan, that you only make one bracha on the mitzvah of tefillin each day. Amar Rav Mari Brad Bas Shmuel, Chazina La the Rava, De La Avid Kishmaite. He says, I saw that Rava didn't do like he said we should paskin. He said that we should only make a bracha in the morning on tefillin. Rather, what did he do? Elamakdim Vakai, Vayle Besakise, Vinafa Gumashi Yade, Umanach Tefillin Umavarech. Every time he would go to the bathroom in the middle of the day, he would wash his hands, he'd come out and wash his hands, and he would put on tefillin, and he would say a new bracha. And he did not just Vechisrach Zimna Achrina, and when he had to go to the bathroom again, again, no matter how many times he'd go to the bathroom during the day, every single time he came out, he said a new bracha on tefillin. And this is from the same Rava who told us that we should follow the sheet of the Rabbanon, that you only make one bracha on tefillin at the beginning of the day. So we also do like Rebbe, and we therefore make a bracha for each of the 7 days of Sukkot, because Rebbe holds up by tefillin, you make a bracha each time you put on tefillin, so we make a bracha each time we fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah. Amar Mar Zutra Chazim Elei L'Rav Papi to Kalemas to Manach Tefillin Mevarech. He says, I saw Rav Papi also, every time he put on tefillin, he'd say a bracha. Rabbanu Dever Ravashi Kalemas to Meshamshi Behu Mevarechi. The Rabbanu Dever Ravashi went even a step further. Not only every time they put on tefillin, every time the Meshamshi Behu, every time they touch their tefillin, they would say a new bracha on the tefillin. So I guess we'll start from there. We'll go backwards over here in terms of what there is to say over here. Tosfos writes, in Dibra Maskel de Kol, that it's not mistaver that they bring a bracha, the Shas Mishmush Tefillin of Lahaniach Tefillin. I mean, what bracha do you make? If they made a bracha every time they touched the tefillin, what bracha was it? So he says, it's not mistaver that it was Lahaniach Tefillin, because it was Menachem Vomdim. They were not being Maniach the tefillin. The time the tefillin were right there the whole time. So it also says, it must be they made the bracha of Lishmar Chukav, like the B'nai Ma'arava. The Gemara Nida says, the B'nai Ma'arava, every time they would take off their tefillin, they'd make a bracha Achrona and tefillin. They would make a bracha Lishmar Chukav every time they would remove their tefillin. That must be the bracha over here, says Tosos. Tosos Arash disagrees. He says, no, this bracha of Lishmar Chukav is only shayach when you're removing your tefillin samach lalayla, and you assume layla is not the zman tefillin, because the pasuk says, v'shamarta sachuka azos l'mawada miyamim yamima. So therefore, when you take it off before the night time, you are being shomer that chok of tefillin, that it's miyamim yamima, that it's biyom v'lo b'layla. That's why that bracha makes sense. But stam, you're touching the tefillin in the middle middle of the day. It's not shayach a bracha lishmar chukah. What does a bracha have anything to do with anything? So some of the achronim say no. Tosfos would understand that it's for shemarta chukah zos goes on tefillin in general and all the halachas of tefillin. So it calls mother you're mashmesh with tefillin. You're observing one of the halachas of tefillin, and it's okay to make the bracha of lishmar chukah. That's how Tosfos would understand. But Tosfos Arash doesn't think it's shayach to make the bracha of lishmar chukah during the day, and therefore Tosfos Arash says that the bracha is laniach tefillin because every time you're masiach das min tefillin, it's as if it's a nacha chadasha when you think of the tefillin again. So a person is mashmish b'tefillin so that he not be masiach das. If he forgot about the tefillin for a second, he touches the tefillin. Oh, so now he's thinking about the tefillin, so it's ki'ilu, it's a new anachas tefillin, and therefore it's okay to make the bracha of laniach tefillin. Also, he says it could be that we're talking about the tefillin moved out of place. If the tefillin were, they were wearing tefillin all day long, so a person moves around, if the tefillin slipped out of place, then certainly when you put it back into place, it makes sense to make the bracha of laniach tefillin. Tosha ben Peretz, they say that they put the tefillin brosham before Yair Hayom, before daylight, and therefore when the Zman tefillin came, they were mashmish b'tefillin, and they make the bracha laniach tefillin. But that's a very different understanding of our Gemara, that it's not that they would randomly touch their tefillin throughout the day and make a bracha every time they would touch their tefillin. No, they put their tefillin on too early, because the clock changed in the beginning of March or something, so they ended up in darkness by the time when they were davening shachrus. So they put their tefillin on early, and when it became light outside, then they would be memashmish b'tefillin and make a bracha laniach tefillin, because now they're first being mekayim the mitzvah. The Ran says a third possibility of what bracha they made. So far we had Tosos said lishmar chukav, and the Tosos Arash said lahaniach tefillin. The Ran said they made a bracha lishmaras hatefillin, that this is the mitzvah to protect tefillin from any sort of heschadas. So they, and the Ran says that we don't make this bracha anymore because we're not sure exactly how long of a heschadas or how much of a mishmush is required in order to say such a bracha. But that's the shita of the Ran. Yeruch Nev just raised the question, why do we make the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin? I mean, the whole problem with laniach tefillin, the whole problem that the Rishonim have with saying the bracha of laniach tefillin that Tosos has, is that you're not putting the tefillin on now. But you could say al mitzvah tefillin, you're not saying that you're putting it on, you're just talking about the mitzvah of tefillin. So that's a kasha, why we don't say the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin, assuming that there is such a bracha of al mitzvah tefillin that would ever be said. Okay, we also mentioned that we would say Yishechiyanu when they would prepare mitzvos, when they would get mitzvos ready, but when they would make the sukkah, when they would put the lulav together and make the shachianu. The Rambam in the 11th parak of Hilchos Brachos writes, kol mitzvah shim yizman lezman, any mitzvah that comes on occasion, like shofar, sukkah, lulav, mikra megillah, ner chanukah, or he says, any mitzvah that's a kinyan lo, that you belongs to, tzitzis, tefillin, mezuzah, makkah, and any mitzvah that's not tadira and not mitzuya b'chaleis, is not so common, doesn't come up all the time, so it's like a mitzvah that's bel mizman lezman, like mila, pidyon aben. It's not that it comes on given occasions like annual mitzvahs, but it's something that certainly doesn't happen that frequently. So at the time of the asiyas mitzvah, a person makes a shachyanu. So if a person did not say shachyanu on sukkah, lulav, chayotzibem at the time of the asiyah, so he makes it at the time that he's yotzei his chiyuv. That's what the Rambam writes. So it turned out that according to the Lashon of the Rambam, your person says Shechianu at the time of the Asiyas HaMitzvah, at the time that he makes Matzah, at the time that he writes a Megillah, when a person is making the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, it sounds like from the Rambam. Other Rishonim disagree. They say, no, we only find it over here by Sukkah and by Lulav, that at the Asiyas HaMitzvah, there is a Shechianu. Now, Tosos struggles already. Why is it? Which mitzvahs do we say Shechianu B'Shas Asiyah? Which mitzvahs do we not? Which mitzvahs do we even say Shechianu B'Shas Kiyumah? And which mitzvahs do we not? So the Rishonim all struggle with that issue over here. Everyone has a separate mahalich. Now the Gemara has said that when you go to Leishev Ba, to sit in the sukkah, then we say Asher Kusham Mitzvahs Vitzvanu Leishev Ba Sukkah. So the Rambam, if I'm not mistaken, the Rambam writes that on the first night of sukkahs, when a person is saying Kiddush, a person should say Kiddush standing up on the first night of sukkahs. Why? Because in making a bracha of Leishev Ba Sukkah, you need to say the bracha over La Siyasa. So you have to say the bracha before you sit down. So you say the Kiddush standing up because the Leishev Basukah comes at the end of the Kiddush. So you need to say the Leishev Basukah standing up, and then you'll sit down to drink the wine for the Kiddush. But you have to say it standing up. So the other Rishonim are very troubled by that line in the Rambam, that it's only going to be over La Siyasa if you make the bracha of Sukkah If you make a bracha leishav basuka standing up, what does leishav basuka mean? Leishav basuka doesn't mean to sit in the sukkah. It means to live in the sukkah. Milashon basukos teishvu shivas yamim. When you sleep in the sukkah, when you lie down in the sukkah, when you stand in the sukkah, mitayil basukah. It's all the mitzvah of sukkah. It's not to sit in the sukkah. So very difficult. Why the Rambam assumes that it's only over las yaso if you, and that it even counts as over las yaso when you're standing in the sukkah saying the bracha leishav basuka. What he should have said is that you should make the bracha leishav basuka right before you step inside the sukkah. Right when you're at the doorstep of the sukkah, you should make the bracha. That would be real over las yaso. But al kolpanim, what you see from the Rambam is that this is the exception to the rule in terms of whether you sit or stand during kiddush. That typically speaking, a person should be sitting during kiddush. That's probably a fulfillment of kiddush b'makom su'uda to sit down during kiddush. But the mitzvah of sukkah, the requirement of over las yaso, trumps that hidur in the concept of kiddush makom suda, and would therefore tell you to stand for the first night of sukkahs. That's how the Rambam understands. Okay, so back in the Gemara now. Amar Vidom Shmuel, mitzvah lulav kol shivra. Vidom Shmuel says the mitzvah of lulav is for all 7 days. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar, Yom Rishon mitzvah lulav mikan veilach mitzvah zakenim. Now, only the first day is what we would call mitzvah lulav. After that, it's mitzvah zakenim. What does that mean, mitzvah zakenim? It means that it's a din derabanan to take lulav after the first day. So what? What difference does it make whether it's rabanan or araisa? Says Rashi, udrabanan lo bayu bracha. That since it's only a mitzvah midrabanan, we don't say a bracha on it throughout the entire 7 days. The Ravya has a different reading than Rashi. He said the Ravya writes in the name of Yerushalmi that on the other days we say Asher Kishon Mitzvot Vitzivanu Al Mitzvah Sekenim. It's not that it doesn't need a bracha, it's that it's a different bracha. We make a bracha instead of Al Mitzvah Lulav or Al Natilas Lulav, rather, because there is no mitzvah Natilas Lulav on the Dorais level for all 7 days. We make a bracha Al Mitzvah Zekenim. And in the, apparently, according to that Yerushalmi, that would be the bracha on every single mitzvah Drabanan, on Megillah, on any, on Hanukkah, any mitzvah Midrabanan would be Al Mitzvah Zekenim. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Kol Yoma Mitzvah Zekenim Vafilu Yom Rishon. That each and every day is mitzvah zakenim, even day one. What do you mean, even day one? Vakayim lan yom rishon d'oraisa. We pass on the first day is d'oraisa in lulav. Say ema bar mi yom rishon. No, what we mean to say is every day is d'rabanan except for the first day. Well, ihachi hanu d'Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Well, that's exactly what Rabbi Shua ben Levi said. What are you adding? Say ema v'cheinam Rabbi Yitzchak. You're right. It's not a third opinion. It should say v'cheinam Rabbi Yitzchak. The Rabbi Yitzchak concurs with Rabbi Shua ben Levi's point of view. Va'af Rav savar kol shiva mitzvah lulav. Rav also holds that for all 7 days we have a mitzvah lulav. Dam Rabbi Chiya Barashi Amrav. Hamadlik ner shel Chanukah tzorich levarich. If a person lights Neros Chanukah, so he has to say a bracha on the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah. Rabbi Yirmiyama, Haroa ner shel Chanukah tzorich levarich. Even if a person only sees ner Chanukah, he has to say a bracha on seeing the ner Chanukah. If you look at Tosos points out that Bishar mitzvah is going to lulav v'sukah lo takinu levarich leroa. It's a very strange bracha. A bracha on seeing a mitzvah, even if you didn't do a mitzvah. Why don't we make a bracha on seeing a lulav or seeing a sukkah as we walk to shul on the morning of sukkahs and you see everyone taking their lulav and everyone, you walk by all the houses that have sukkahs in the back. So why don't we say a bracha each time you see a lulav or you see a sukkah? So Tos says, no, we don't do that. We only do it by Ner Chanukah mishum chavivos haneis, because Ner Chanukah has a certain chavivos haneis that the other mitzvahs don't have. V'gam mishum sheyesh kama b'nei adam she'en lehem batim ve'in b'yadam l'kayim mitzvah. Also, there are plenty of people that don't have homes and therefore are unable to be mekayim in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Everyone could sit in somebody's sukkah, in the shul sukkah or something. Everyone will get a lulav that they'll pass around, so everyone will participate in those mitzvahs. You're not going to make a bracha on seeing a mitzvah that you will have active participation in. But Ner Chanukah, which is a mitzvah that a number of Jews will not be able to actively participate in, we want them to be able to participate in one way or another. So Chazal or Mesakin or Birchas Haroah, that when you're rowing Ner Chanukah, you say a bracha on Ner Chanukah. Rashi says the Gemara is talking about a person who still hasn't lit himself betoch beso, and he's passing by in the Rosh Hashanah and he's rowing Ner Chanukah. He should make the bracha the first time he sees Ner Chanukah. Sounds like even if he's going to light later on in his house, he should make the bracha when he first sees Ner Chanukah if he has not yet lit in his house. Other Rishonim disagree. Tos Rid, the Rashba, say no, only if he's yodea that he's eino asad lahadlik boso alayla. If he knows that he's not going to light that night, then he would say a bracha Chanukah on the Roeh Ner Chanukah. But if he knows that he's going to be lighting himself later that night, he should save the bracha for when he lights. Very much fits in line with what Tosfos is saying, that the Birchas HaRoeh was really mostly made for people who aren't going to be able to participate otherwise in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Yeah. But if you will be able to participate otherwise, then you don't save the Birchas HaRoeh. So that's the Machlokas Rishonim. There are those that were Machmir to not see any Ner Chanukah until they lit their own, just to be Motzi Misafek, to make sure that they don't enter into this Safek of this Machlokas Rishonim, whether you make the Birchas HaRoeh on the first Ner Chanukah that you see or only on your own. So my Mavarik, what bracha do we make? Amar Vidom Yom Rishon HaMadlik Mavarik Sholosh Rom Mavarik Shtayim. The first day of Chanukah, the person who's lighting Ner Chanukah makes three brachas, and someone who sees Ner Chanukah makes two. Mikan Ve'elach Madlik Mavarik Shtayim V'Rom Mavarik Achas. And after that, the Madlik makes two, and someone who sees Ner Chanukah would only say one bracha. O my Mavarik, what is the bracha? Baruch Hashem Kishon Mitzvot Yitzvanu Lahadlik Ner, maybe Shel, maybe not, Chanukah. So that we have a bracha, that's the Birchas HaMitzvah Ner Chanukah. Wait a second, how can we say a bracha, Asher Kishon Mitzvot Yitzvanu, it's only a mitzvah midrabanan, Vehechon Tzivanu, where's the Tzivoy? So it says more, Milo Sasser. The Tzivoy is in the Pasuk of Lo Sasser, that once the Chachamim tell us, that we're not, once the Torah tells us we're not allowed to veer from anything the Chachamim say, so that makes it a Chiyuv Daraisa to listen to the Takanos Chachamim into the mitzvot Rabbanon, and therefore we could say Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu. The Sfas Emes writes that Rav Nachum Reiskam, let's see, the first, next shita is Shalavich v'yageidcha. That no, it's from the pasuk of Shalavich v'yageidcha. Sfas Emes says, what are they arguing about? Maybe the machlokas is the same machlokas as the Rambam Ramban in Shorish Beis of Sefer Mitzvos, whether Lo Sasir includes all that the Chachamim are explained in the Perushei Torah, or even the Takanos and the Yagim, that they're mechadish midaitam. So this is a takana that the chacham were mechadish midaitam of Ner Chanukah. It's not a perush in the Torah. It's something that the chacham. So is that included in Lo Sasser? Is that included in the mitzvah midaraisa of Lo Sasser? If you hold yes, then you could say, well, good. So that's why we say Asher Kishon Mitzvot Yitzvanu from Lo Sasser. If you hold that takanos that they were mechadish midaitam are not included in Lo Sasser, so then you can't say Asher Kishon Mitzvot Yitzvanu based on Lo Sasser alone. You need a different pasuk. You need Shalavi. So that's the machlokas, why we say bracha mitzvot rabbanu, but we definitely do say bracha mitzvot rabbanu. We discussed, or we didn't discuss as much as we should have, but the Gemara discussed recently, what about brachos on a minhag? On a minhag, apparently we don't say a bracha. The Gemara says that when Rava visited a town and he saw that they would say Chatzi Halal and Rosh Chodesh, he said, "Oh, so he first wondered that they were not saying that they're not saying a bracha, but he saw it's a Chatzi Halal that it's only a minhag that they're saying, and a minhag you don't say a bracha on. So it sounds like we don't say brachos on a minhag. We discussed when it comes to the arava whether it's Yisod Nevi'im or minhag Nevi'im, that if it's only a minhag that we don't say a bracha. The Maariz Chayis in Maseches Megillah Dav Zayin, Maariz Chayis raises the question why there's no bracha on the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, and he quotes someone who wanted to say that maybe the mitzvah Mishloach Manos is only a minhag, and that's why you don't say a bracha. He adamantly rejects it because it's obviously not a minhag; it's a mitzvah. The person was medayik that the Rambam in the heading of Hilchos Chanukah Megillah, the Rambam says that there are yesh bo shtei mitzvos, that there are only two mitzvos in Chanukah Megillah. There's Ner Chanukah and there's Mikra Megillah, but so it didn't count Mishloach Manos, so it must only be a minhag. So Maariz Chayis adamantly rejects that, but the minhag is different than a mitzvah d'rabban. A mitzvah d'rabban definitely gets a bracha. Back in the Gemara, Nachum Yitzchak, fourth wide line, Nachum Yitzchak. That Amar Rav Kol Shiva Mitzvos Lulav. That he says explicitly that for all 7 days it's Mitzvos Lulav, and therefore for all 7 days we say a bracha on the Lulav. Tan Rabbanan, Ho Sasukah Liatzma Omer Baruch Shechianu V'chulei. Person makes a sukkah, says a Shechianu. Nichnas Leishava Omer Baruch Shechianu V'chulei. He's going to go sit in the sukkah, he makes a birchas mitzvah. If the sukkah was already built, so if you could do something structurally to the sukkah, so then while you do that something structurally to the sukkah, you should say a bracha of Shechianu. Otherwise, save the bracha of Shechianu for the first time you sit in the sukkah. And this is what we do. The Rav Kana would save all the brachos for the Kosel Kiddush. If I'm not mistaken, the Rishonim quoted Yerushalmi that says that they would actually say Birchas HaMitzvah on the building of the sukkah, not just a Shechianu. The Bavli says that it's a Shechianu on the building of the sukkah, and the Birchas HaMitzvah is when they sit in the sukkah. So Yerushalmi that says they would actually say Shechianu on the building of the sukkah. I think the Nitziv discusses that in his parish to the Shiltas when he talks about the power of a hechsher mitzvah ksuva bikra. That when you have a hechsher mitzvah, it's actually written in the pasuk where the Torah tells you, like sukkos tasu, to make sukkos, or gedilim tasilcha, to make tzitzis. So that's a more powerful hechsher mitzvah, and a lot of the rules that normally would only apply to mitzvahs apply to such a hechsher mitzvah. The Nitziv argues, like mitzvah bo yoser mi bishlucho, better for you to build your own sukkah than have a shliach build your sukkah for you. Better for you to make your own tzitzis and have a shliach do it for you, because that's a hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'kra. So much so Yerushalmi even thinks you make a bracha on the making of the sukkah, that it's almost like a mitzvah, it's almost like the mitzvah itself. Tan Rabban, back in the Gemara, Tan Rabban, how you the fun of mitzvahs harbe? The person has lots of mitzvahs in front of him to do. Omer bracha shekashom mitzvahs mitzvahnu ala mitzvahs. Make one generic bracha, ala mitzvahs. Rabbi Yudah omer mevarech al kalach atzach spifneatzman. Rabbi Yudah says, no, each bracha, each mitzvah gets its own bracha. Amar Rabbi Zeh v'yitim Rabbi Chanin bar Papa, hilchsak Rabbi Yehudah. We pass on Rabbi Yudah that each mitzvah gets its own unique bracha. V'amar Rabbi Zeh v'yitim Rabbi Chanin bar Papa, my time with Rabbi Yudah. Where does Rabbi Yudah get the idea that each mitzvah has to get its own unique bracha? D'chsiv, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. What? V'chi b'yom v'varuch noso b'layla ein v'varuch noso. Why does it say we bless Hashem each day? Does that mean to imply that we don't bless Hashem at night, only during the day? Ela balomer lech no, that's obviously not what it's telling you. What it's telling you is that b'kol yom v'yom tein lo me'ein b'rchosav. That each and every day you should make a bracha that's appropriate for that day. So achanami b'kol davar davar tein lo me'ein b'rchosav. So too, when it comes to b'rchos mitzvah, each and every mitzvah should get a bracha that's appropriate for that mitzvah. The Gemara in Brachos applies this to Birch Sanenin as well. The sheet that holds you make a bracha bori mine deshaim, and not everything is bori pri adama, that we divide up amongst the pri adama, would also be called min vimin tein lo me'ein berchosav. Same drasha. Vam Rabbi Zeir vitem Rabbi Chanina bar Papa bo rei shalokim yusuf kosh baruch midas basav adam. Go take a look at how different Hashem is than mankind. Midas basav adam, when it comes to the way human beings work, kli reikon machzik, malei eno machzik. If you have an empty kli, well, that kli can hold things in it because it's empty. But if you have a full kli, well, then there's nothing else that could fit in the kli. The laws of physics don't allow for anything else to go in the kli when it's full. Avol midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, malei machzik, reikon eno machzik. But when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the opposite. One who is malei, one who is already full of Torah, he can hold a lot more Torah. Someone who's empty from Torah, he's not going to be able to hold too much Torah. Meaning you have to build up the ability to accomplish in Torah and to remember Torah, and that only comes when you actually learn a lot of Torah. Shnemar vayim shema tishma. It's based on the pasuk vayim shema tishma. Im shema tishma vim lav lo tishma. If you've already heard, then you could be shomea more. Otherwise, you can't. Davar acher im shema biyashin tishma b'chadash. Another interpretation of the pasuk is that this is about chazara. That if you go back and you chazur, you're learning, then your new learning will be much more impactful, and much more meaningful. But if second you get through one day's learning, you never turn back to it again, and there's no chazara on that day's learning, so then lo tishma, then you're not going to be able to build off of that learning and continue to build as a Talmud Chacham. So a person has to have chazara in their schedule at some point or another. Miyad tinokos. Then the Mishnah said that we take the esrogim from the tinoka, the lulavim from the tinokos, and we eat the esrogim. We take a bite out of the esrogim. So Rabbi Yochanan, esrog b'shvi aser b'shmini mutter. An esrog is aser to get benefit from the entire seventh day of Sukkot, because it's still hooked to the mitzvah, so it's still designated for the mitzvah for all 7 days. But on the eighth day, on Shmini Atzeres, then it becomes mutter. Tosus points out, when we say b'shvi yasser, it sounds like even after you already used the b'shvi, you already did the mitzvah, because we work with the assumption that kula yoma is katsayi, that it becomes mukzah for all 7 days. And even Reish Lakish, who holds b'shvi mutter, would say it's only mutter after you already did the mitzvah, because it's at least hukzah for the zman mitzvah, for when you need it for the mitzvah. So Tosus raises the question, what about Rabbi Chanina? We learned about 10 days ago that he would take a bite out of his lulav, out of his esrog, and and then say the bracha. Someone asked me, did the esrogim taste different then? Take a bite out of this, disgusting. If you take a bite out of the esrog, okay, I don't know. But he would take a bite out of his esrog, and then he would say the bracha, isn't it huktzul mitzvasa? So Tulsa says, what you have to say is that given the lo'achle kulei, u'mishayir b'kashir, the matzi nafik be'shari, that since he's leaving over the shear of the mitzvah, he didn't bite enough of it to make a pasul for the mitzvah, it must be that it's mutter. Maybe when he was makta his esrog l'mitzvasa, he said, my entire esrog is huktzul mitzvasa for day one. And for the rest of the days, only the shear, the minimum shear of the esrog is huktzul mitzvasa. The rest of it is not huktzul mitzvasa. That I intend to use. And he would take a bite out of it and still use it. Sukkah afilu b'shmini asura. Back in the Marba, Rabbi Yochanan says, Sukkah is even asur on the, is even muktzah for the eighth day. Reish Lakish, Am Reish Lakish disagrees. He holds esrog afilu b'shvi'i nami mutter, that esrog is mutter even on day 7, forget about day 8. Once you were yotze the mitzvah, on day 7 it's no longer hooked to the mitzvah. So b'maikam miflugi, what is the machlok between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish over here? Mar sover le mitzvah is katzai, umar sover le kliyom is katzai. Reish Lakish holds the esrog is only hooked for the mitzvah, for the zman that you're going to be doing the mitzvah. Whereas the other opinion, Rabbi Yochanan would hold that, no, it's asr l'kuleyoma. For every day that the mitzvah is shayach, it's going to be asr that entire day. So Eisvei, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish asks on Rabbi Yochanan, wait a second, miyat tinok l'shamtan sulvein, v'och l'nesrogein, my love, v'adin l'gadolim, isn't this not only the children who are eating the esrog, but the adults as well, and don't you see, therefore, that you're allowed to eat the esrog on day 7 once you've already done the mitzvah, and you don't have to wait till day 8? So Rabbi Yochanan answers, lo, tinokos tafka, only the children did that, but the adults would not do that. The adults were not allowed to eat the esrog because it's huksa l'mitzvasa. And I guess the children were not at the age of chinuch for huksa l'mitzvasa. So they were allowed to eat them. Ikada amri, esvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Others have that the question was in the reverse. The Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, miyara tinokos shomta sulvein, v'okun esrogein, tinokos in gedolim lo, that it emphasizes only the tinokos ate the esrogim, probably because the adults were not allowed to. So Reish Lakish answers, who had in that filu gedolim? V'ayidiktani tinokos urcha demilsa katani. Now the gedolim also did it. It just says tinokos because that's who would normally get excited about such a celebration of taking a bite out of the esrog. The gedolim wouldn't get as excited about it. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan had said that an esrog is mutter b'shmini, but a sukkah is asur even on Shmini Atzeres. It still looks on the mitzvah, even on Shmini Atzeres. Why? Both mitzvahs only apply for 7 days. Why would the muktzah of the esrog run out after 7 days, but the muktzah of the sukkah stay through the eighth day? So amalei sukkah techazil ben hashmashos, the yisrael amalei suhudasa, bayi mesa begaveh yemechel begaveh, is katzai leben hashmashos. When it comes to sukkah, if let's say a person has a meal, ben hashmashos of the seventh day going into the eighth day, he's going to have no choice but to eat in the sukkah. So the sukkah is still designated for the mitzvah during ben hashmashos. Omigo dis katzai leben hashmashos, katzai lukul yom deshmini. So once it's huksah for ben hashmashos, it's huksah for the whole eighth day. Esrog to lochazi leben hashmashos, but esrog is not right to use ben hashmashos. So los katzai ben hashmashos, so los katzai lukul yom deshmini. Didn't become muksa ben hashmashos, and meila is not muksa for the entire eighth day of Sukkot. Esrog is not shaykh during the Ben Hashmashos. He already took the esrog once that day, so already yotze the mitzvah. Levi Amar, and Levi says, esrog afilu b'shmini asur. Esrog is even asur on the eighth day, like Sukkot is. V'avod Shmuel Amar, esrog b'shvi'i asur b'shmini mutter. But V'avod Shmuel says, no, like Rabbi Yochanan originally said, that esrog is asur on the seventh day, but not the eighth day. Come avod Shmuel b'shitase de Levi. But the avod Shmuel followed the shita of Levi, that he treated esrog as muktzah even through the eighth day. Kam Rabbi Zera b'shitasei d'avod Shmuel, but Rabbi Zera followed the shita of avod Shmuel that the esrog was only asur on the seventh day and not the eighth day. And this is one of three statements we're going to have from Rabbi Zera right now. Dam Rabbi Zera, esrog shenifsala asur la ochla kol shiva. That if an esrog becomes pasul, you're still not allowed to eat it all 7 days. Why? Because it remains muktzah for all 7 days, not the eighth day, but it remains muktzah for all 7 days. Amar Rabbi Zera's second statement of Rabbi Zera, Lo likni inish Hoshana liyanuka biyamatova kama. Person should not be makne his lulav to his child on the first day of Yontif before he himself has been yotze the mitzvah. My time, diyanuka mikna kani aknuya lo makni. A child has the ability to make a kinyan, but does not have the ability to be makne back to us. Vishtaka kanafik belulav sheno shalo. So if you give the child first, you makne it to the child, then the child gives it back to you. When it comes back to you, it's not yours, and it's not lachem. And therefore you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah of lulav on of lachem on day one. So because a child has the ability to be kona on a daraisa level, even according to most rishonim, the rishonim all write that when can a child be kona on a daraisa level? That's only when there's a das acheres makne. That's only if someone is being makne to the child. But if a child finds something hefker or finds a mitzia or something and tries to be kona, that kinyan would only be midrabanan. That we're only now allowed to take away from the child mishum darkei shalom. That's only a din derabanan. But on a daraisa level, he could even be kona when there's a das acheres makne, like a father giving him the lulav. And then the third statement of Rabbi Zeira, Vam Rabbi Zeira, Lo Leima Inush Liyinuka, Dihivna Lachmidi Velo Yavle. It's a bad idea to tell the child you're going to give him something and then not deliver on the promise. Mishum Da'asi La Gmure Shikra, because you're going to teach him at a lie. Shnemer Limdu Lashon Dvar Sheker. It's bad chinuch to teach him that you don't keep your word, that you're teaching him at a lie. Some of the Achron bothered by the Kasha, forget about that you're teaching him at a lie. You're also lying. So shouldn't you have to deliver on the promise because you're not allowed to lie? Forget about teaching him at a lie. So sometimes you are allowed to lie. If it's for a proper chinuch or whatever, it could be that meikra adin it's mutter to lie, and the Gemara is telling us that even when meikra adin it's mutter to lie, it's still a bad idea to do so in front of children. Even mipnei shalom or whatever the excuses are, very bad idea to do in front of children. They're not going to be able to distinguish whether you had a heter or didn't have a heter.